Welcome to the Qualcomm Podcast. From 5G and AI to XR and IoT, Qualcomm is creating the newest technologies to transform lives and industries across the globe. I'll be taking you behind the scenes with the inventors and experts bringing the technology to life so you can hear all about the most exciting evolutions in tech right from the source. I'm PJ, and thanks for listening. In this episode, this is a very special one because we're going to be talking about the critical role connectivity is playing during this time and how Qualcomm is supporting this need. And beyond that, with this new Qualcomm Small Business Accelerator Program. So today I'm joined by my guests, Cristiano Amon, the president of Qualcomm, and Jeff Munday, our vice president of sales. Thank you both for joining. Cristiano, under normal circumstances, you're leading us through creating bleeding edge technology and getting that into the hands of our partners. Given what's going on in the world, we're in this position where we can help the world. And it seems I appreciate everything, first off, that you've done for this company and helped put our health and safety first and helped us navigate through this. But now we're in this position where Qualcomm is able to help other businesses around us since we've been an ecosystem company. And it seems that we're now starting this Small Business Accelerator Program. And we'd like to dive deeper into that with you and Jeff. What started this vision for this program in your mind?
Well, first of all, PJ, thank you for the kind words. And look, it's a pleasure to be here talking to you. I think it's a privilege, a company like Qualcomm, we work in telecom, we work in communications, and not only through this pandemic, which is a very difficult situation, but through our history, we have seen how much the technology we work on can actually change society and help. And I'll just start by saying, look, if we look at where we are right now and how difficult the situation has been, people are still communicating, people doing like what we're doing right now. People are still talking to each other. People are still trying to stay productive, to stay social. And part of this is, you know, with the technology that we create. And I think that makes us very proud. And it's probably won't be, you know, different a situation like this. It's a combination of the privilege that we have to be in this area of business as telecom, but also the responsibility that we have of, the assets and the talents and, you know, of our company. And now, you know, how can we put that in a way that in addition to, you know, help our partners, also, you know, help the society going through this. So going straight to this small business conversation. Look, the small business is probably, I think, the one most impacted by the current economic, you know, slowdown caused by this pandemic. And look, I'll tell a little bit of a story of how we're doing, and then that will bridge to the conversation, right?
Absolutely.
We're doing remarkably well. It's, we took before I think was mandated. We took all of the folks from the office because we wanted to protect the safety of the people that needs to be in the office. The absolute majority of our employee population is doing what we're doing, working from home, and we're above 90% productivity, which is incredible. And part of this is because we kind of believe in the technology we produce. So we're kind of fortunate. All of our labs, we have cameras, we have cloud-based integration of a lot of the equipment. We can connect to lab test devices and lab equipment remotely. People can, whatever they are, whether it's in India, United States, Europe, Japan, they can have access to equipment. So all of the things we're talking about, the transformation caused by 5G and IoT and all those things, we have done it. But the reality is not all companies are going to this, and especially small business, that relied on, a lot of the interaction with people, and I hope that comes to normal. So what we wanted to do is build on the capabilities and technology we have and help small business go to this, thinking about being mobile first, think about mobility, thinking about how they can actually engage with their customers directly using mobility tools. And hopefully it's a small contribution we can make helping those companies not only cope with this current environment, but, prepare for the future. So I know we're going to dive into more details, but that's the idea.
That's fantastic. We've certainly helped prepare us. Everything that I'm able to work on, we were able to access it through our smartphones and through our laptops and anywhere, frankly, in the world. So when this hit, we were able to hit the ground running. That's where I guess we've recruited Jeff to jump in and kind of see how we can take all of our Qualcomm talents and all of our knowledge that you've, just recapped and work on this small business accelerator program. And Jeff, I think you've had some insights to some friends. You were saying just shortly before we started recording, you were saying that you've had some friends that have adapted to the environment with their businesses. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've been incredibly passionate about small business for some time, and just watching my friends cope with everything that's going on in the environment, it's been really interesting. I have a friend that runs a corporate events business that's not far from Qualcomm. He was on track to have his best year yet in 2020. And when COVID hit, all of his bookings canceled, right? And I can tell you, it's been incredibly tough 3 months for him, but he's a fighter. And, he's really kind of taken this opportunity to transition his business from in-person events to VR events, right? And so he's hired a VR company to do some coding, and he's completely transitioned his business inside of 3 months to make it fully digitally focused. Not all companies can make that pivot quickly, but I think, we can help them get in and help them start to transition, not only in the COVID environment, but to help accelerate out of it. And that's where really the Small Business Accelerator Program comes into play.
That's fantastic. I guess for the average person listening, why is connectivity so important? I think we all understand, but now everyone is in this together and they're trying to figure out very quickly that fast internet is what kind of helps enable you to connect to people and find data.
Look, maybe I'll go first and pass it off to Jeff. But it's interesting. Look, I want to tell a story. If you go to trade shows in our industry, like 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago, and people talk about all of this potential different use cases with technology. For example, you have projections about more and more e-learning. You have projections about telehealth. Well, guess what? It's all happening right now, and it's happening on a global scale. So ready or not, we're going e-learning right now. That's how kids are going to school during the pandemic. We want to come back to normal as fast as possible, but that stuff is happening. Telehealth is one of the largest accelerations of telehealth ever, right? And we've seen a couple of things we've been talking about, even with 5G technology and connectivity, that we need to explain the use case. In many cases, we don't have to explain anymore. I think people are just understanding it. So if you look as an example, the ability to have connectivity not only is allowing all of those services to continue, but allowing people to stay connected. One of the things that give us a lot of pride in Qualcomm. Like right now, we're in a privileged country that has a lot of broadband infrastructure. We still need to do better in rural areas with broadband, and hopefully 5G will be able to get us there. But we have broadband, and so we can connect our computers and all of this. But in emerging markets, people are still doing the same thing we're doing, but using their phones, because that's how, in many cases, they connect on the internet. And I think the value of connectivity, this has been proven over and over on how important it is during this current situation we have. And I think this is here to stay. So I think that's why I think connectivity is so important. And it's also, we are going to see more and more of some of the future transformation of the economy into a digital economy being accelerated. Like, we're talking about small business, but not only small business, big companies that have been thinking about digital transformation. Now it's front and center in the conversation of the leadership team to say, look, we just have to deal with this and we're not prepared. A lot of not only our people, but our machines are not connected, and the connectivity is coming to that aspect as well. So look, I think connectivity is probably allowing our country to continue to function and to go forward and, stay as strong as we can be as we go through this. But, you know, a company like Qualcomm, if we have the assets and we have the ability to help accelerate, I think, you know, we feel that that's a good thing for our community. And that's why connectivity and mobility really matters for all business, and especially the small business that don't have it today.
Terrific. And now, once people will be listening to this, we'll have a website that's live where people can find out more information about how they can get involved with this program. Jeff, can you walk us through the steps of this program and what the meat and potatoes of it is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, at a high level, I think Cristiano covered it well. You know, this program has been a strong collaboration between the sales and marketing team. And its focus is to help small businesses quickly transition to a mobile-first working environment so that they can be viable through the current crisis and beyond. The way that we're going to enable that, or at least enable those that are selected, we're going to give them commercially available Qualcomm Snapdragon-powered laptops, as well as other devices such as mobile hotspots, Wi-Fi systems, VR headsets, connected headphones, software, and the peripherals they need to accelerate their business. So really excited about that. In addition, we're partnering with Best Buy and Verizon to help with the ongoing technical device integration support and software solutions that will help them convert to that mobile-first working environment. So we've got some really strong partners that we're going to market with here and to help these small businesses. Lastly, and I think this is important, you know, the provided equipment and services will be valued up to $25,000 for each of the small businesses and will include all of the equipment I mentioned above. Plus, you know, Verizon's chipping in and they're going to help us out with the data service at no cost to these small businesses for the scope of the accelerator program.
That's fantastic.
Connectivity for a lot of these small businesses is the way forward, right? It's the way that they're going to be able to connect with their employees. It's the way that they're going to be able to connect with their customers. And we believe migrating to that mobile-first work environment is critical for them to restart that economic engine, that innovation engine that is small business. One of my favorite examples is being able to enable a business to do mobile invoicing. 84% of businesses still have some form of paper in their business. And by helping a small business just invoice and bill on the go, it means they aren't having to spend 3 hours on a Sunday night truing up their books. They can invest that time back in their family, their community, or their business. And that's where we think we can make a big impact.
By the way, that brings a very good point as we're talking about it. This whole thing about paper, like all of us, we're not going back to our office. So whatever you have in the office and you rely on paper, you don't have access. I think that underscores, I think, the importance of actually, you know, removing paper and put everything in digital form, in the cloud, and be able to connect to the cloud, whoever and whatever, to get that information. And I think what's going to happen, it's some of the small business that didn't have that ability to, even on their small IT infrastructure, to rely on digital and cloud, I think this will make a huge difference for them.
So Jeff, what other Qualcomm solutions and products do you think would be big benefits to these small businesses?
Well, I think, you know, it's really the use cases that the Qualcomm technology enables, right? We talked a little bit about mobile invoicing and billing, but there's several others. You know, Cristiano touched on getting rid of paper. That's a big pain point. If you think about a small business that's on the go, when they had to sign a document previously, that usually meant going back to the office, finding the scanner, scanning the document, maybe printing it back out, signing it, scanning it again, and then sending it back in digitally. You know, with our Windows on Snapdragon devices and the amazing camera technology we build in, you know, you can now use Microsoft OneNote to scan and sign on the go. That means you don't have to go back to your office. You're able to sign that contract digitally and send it back in. That's just one really great use case that we think we can help enable to continue to allow these businesses to be productive on the go.
And that's great. And that's and so our partners in this are going to be, so far, Best Buy and Verizon, and then other partners through them that will be able to help out these small businesses to kind of digitize and create that. And so how has it been so far, the relationship with working with Best Buy and Verizon? It seems like they've been really eager to help out as well.
Yeah, when we initially brought them up to speed on what we were doing, both immediately jumped at the opportunity to help, right?
That's fantastic.
Verizon has been doing some amazing work through this crisis, independently of Qualcomm, to help small businesses, and they saw ability to partner to really help out on the data side. From the Best Buy perspective, Best Buy is going to be handling all of the device and logistics, and then opening up the Geek Squad to be able to do device integration.
Oh, wow.
For these small businesses. So it's going to be a really great service. It's not just the devices and peripherals that we mentioned, but really making sure that these businesses are able to integrate this technology into their environment and get up to speed quickly.
And I think we have, I think just to visualize for our listeners to what kind of tools that they could see small businesses using, I mean, I would think it's anything from, we have Wi-Fi hotspots that they could be able to use to laptops that are powered by Snapdragon, these always connected PCs. I believe we're going to have partners there that are going to be involved to get these kind of always connected PCs into hands of small businesses who are looking to learn and that need a device that has incredible battery life, but also really fast connectivity so that they can achieve video conferencing and learning remotely. And these are powered by, all powered by Snapdragon. And those devices, and correct me if I'm wrong, these devices are part of the program?
Yes. So we'll have access to MiFi hotspots, the networking technology, obviously, Windows on Snapdragon devices. And in certain use cases where it makes sense, we'll be able to pull in VR headsets. We're really going to work with each of the businesses that are selected in the program to make sure that they've got the technology package that's going to benefit them most.
VR headsets. That's incredible. That's at the bleeding edge of learning and experiences.
Yeah, we're seeing some really interesting use cases pop up around connectivity to be able to help these businesses connect better, both as teams and then also with their customers. So more to come on that front.
Cristiano, why is the Qualcomm Small Business Accelerator Program personally important to you?
Look, it's I think we all, want to contribute back to the communities we work and live. And we know that in a lot of the communities that we are, the small businesses are suffering the most. And the ability to get the technology, we work and create and help them do a little bit better is something that, it's really important for us. And it feels like we're really helping, everyone to get through this. And like I said earlier, I think in times like this, the companies need to show, who they are and rise to the challenge. And I'm very fortunate to be part of a company that feels that way.
But yet, even, as we still go forward with it, it sounds like we're helping everybody build out the networks for the next generation of networks so that all of these kind of all of these devices that we're rolling out will be able to tap in and take advantage of those speeds. And I think, Cristiano, you've been at the forefront at deploying a lot of these LTE advanced networks as well as 5G networks that they're coming to market.
Yeah, look, one of the things we have seen, despite the current situation, I think the rollout of 5G has not slowed down. If anything, companies, operators in the United States, some of our partners, had indicated to us that they are one quarter ahead of schedule and build out, new sites. I think this current environment of people working from home, also the carriers realized they need capacity in different places, and this whole thing accelerating 5G. So I think we should expect that the rollout will continue. The importance of 5G is probably amplified, and we see that happening in a global scale.
That's incredible. And so our listeners can go ahead and find out more information at qualcomm.com/COVID-19, and there'll be more details there on this Small Business Accelerator Program. And I think they'll also find out through all of our social media channels, different ways that they could sign up and learn more about this. And Jeff, if there's anything else you'd like anyone who's considering getting involved in the program, is there anything else you'd like them to know about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I would encourage everyone that's listening, both employees and non-employees, if you know a small business in need, encourage them to apply. We're really looking to get out there and make a big difference in the community. And I think we all know a small business that could use some acceleration right now. And that's really where this program is going to come in and drive some help.
That's great. That's great. And really want to thank all of our partners, including Best Buy and Verizon, for helping us get off the ground. And Cristiano and Jeff, I really appreciate both of you coming in here to talk about this.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Qualcomm Podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, you can do so via SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. And by the way, our friends at Legal really want you to know that references to Qualcomm may be Qualcomm Incorporated, Qualcomm Technologies, Inc., and or its subsidiaries. Qualcomm Snapdragon is a product of Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated. Until next time.